Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will indeed encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the doors to new understandings. It's my hope you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some will have no spiritual beliefs. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you always to do is keep an open mind. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And it is also the pathway to increased spiritual understanding and illumination, because if you close your mind, you will not grow. And so today we have a special return guest who is going to be a monthly regular, Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre, who, as I said on blogtalkradio.com, in my opinion and belief system based on those I've met, is a leading past life regressionist in the world. Now, she is also an author, as I've said, past life connector, and a fear buster. Now, she helps those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, successful lives. Her books are Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and The Forever Principle, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. They will assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life forever. To schedule a past life exploration or learn more about her books, go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com, and that is all one word. It is MaryLouMcIntyre.com. If you do not have time to write this down now, do not worry. Just go to freespiritbroadcasting.com, click on my picture and the link for today's show, and it will be there right at the top of the show. So without further ado, let me introduce Mary Lou. How are you today?
Well, I'm just fine, David. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
You,
that was very nice.
Well, you're welcome.
I like the sound of my books.
Well, I do, too, and one of them is rather comical sounding. I like it.
Oh, yes, yes.
I like...
That's the forever principle.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I like a sense of humor. I think God's got a wonderful sense of humor, and that's why we're here again.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, if you don't get it right the first time, he gives us another chance. What goes around comes around, and we all do too. And the beautiful thing is that if we get it right in one life and heal ourselves at whatever level, physical, emotional, spiritual, then we don't need to repeat the lesson. And if we don't, we get another chance, because God is good. Life may not be fair as we picture it going through an individual lifetime, but, you know, the end result is a beautiful synthesis and symphony of all of our lives becoming illuminated and in touch with our oversouls and connecting to God.
Well, that's certainly true, David.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you, expressing that. And I know even as a young child, I was always looking for some intelligence or some kind of guidance or what people usually call God. I just knew there was something that could help us get through life and, you know, lead us on the path to happiness and health and all of that, but I couldn't find it. And it took me years and years. I was on the verge of suicide, actually, when I just hollered out to the universe, help me. I'm in the bottom of a garbage can.
Yeah.
I want to get out.
Right.
And it was then right after that that someone came to the psychological testing clinic where I was working and introduced himself and said that he had been sent by some master beings that he had contacted at a spiritualist church and that I was to go to that church with him.
Good.
And I thought, oh, my goodness, this is just too weird because I didn't know anything about spiritualism or any of the Eastern religions.
Mm-hmm.
But I went, and sure enough, the message I got the first day I went there convinced me that there is an intelligence that people can tap into. And I figured if this medium could do it, well, so could I, because I'm of the same essence.
There you go.
And yeah, and then began my illumination, or the process of illumination, and I discovered the concepts of karma and reincarnation and creating things, you know, to be in my life that I wanted and for me and my children. And I tested all these, you know, psychological things as well as psychic things. And it has made my life so exciting, so lovely,
mm-hmm.
that I wanted to share these principles that I had learned and the tests, you know, to rejuvenate or to gain greater health, like I have healed myself of cancer twice.
Yes.
And things, and I wanted to share this information, and so
mm-hmm.
that's why I have the three books available to people who are looking to improve the quality of their life.
Well, it sounds like you met an angel. And as I believe it, was said to me by a coworker years ago, and it made an impression, although I was questioning it at the time, that is that there are angels in human form, and we all have that potential. Now, what I would like to do is hear a little bit about your books as we're waiting for other callers to come in, and just to let you know, Jill, who's on the line, also healed herself of cancer. Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful, yes.
Yeah, right, Jill?
I'm here.
Jill?
Well, I would like... Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mary Lou.
Okay. I would just like to say a few words, since you mentioned angels, I'd like to say a few words about my latest book, The Forever Principles.
Good.
And this is the result of, well, I'd already written my two books about my life and my experiences and the development and, you know, everything that I'd gone through. And then about a year later, I started hearing in my head, David, this sweet female voice that said, I was young once, a couple of hundred centuries ago, and I thought, oh, that's kind of a cute sentence, but I kept hearing it. And, you know, I wasn't thinking it or remembering it. I was hearing it.
Uh-huh.
And after a couple of weeks, I just thought, and I probably said out loud, what the heck is going on? I thought maybe I was going crazy, you know, hearing voices. And so I said, what's going on? What is that? Why do I keep hearing that? And the same sweet little voice says to me, you have written two books about your life. Now I want you to write a book about some of my experiences.
Ah.
I have heard the call for help, and I'm here to help you know, inspire and motivate people to live a happier life. My name is Forever. That's the name I've chosen because it's true. Life is forever.
Right.
And Marilu, I want you to be my typewriter.
Forever channeled the book through you.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know somebody else that has an angel or imp, whatever you want to call it, who channels through her quite frequently, and I have a number of beings, if you will, higher beings that channel through me. Every single book I've read has been channeled. So go ahead. Please tell us more.
Well, this is the only, you know, the only book, the only experience that I'd had like that. So I finally, you know, how can you turn down an angel? You just can't.
No way.
So I sat down, and she said, you just sit at the computer and type what comes into your mind. So it was a telepathic exchange.
Mm.
And in some of the cases, you know, some of her experiences, I thought, as I was, you know, typing this out, I thought, well, I can't put this in a book. Nobody would believe this.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it was just incredulous. But, of course, I kept typing. And then her little voice, this was an occasion where her voice actually came to me, and she said, do not delete anything that I'm giving you. Promise that you will publish all of it.
Uh-huh.
Because it will make a difference in the future.
Wow.
So I said, okay. You
know? Oh.
But the first part of the book is little inspirational ideas or thoughts or concepts to help get you out of depression or anxiety or, you know, unhappiness in any way. And then the second part of the book is to help expand the mind and help break people out of the box, you know, get beyond just the concepts of dogma and that type of thing, and investigate karma and reincarnation and, you know, natural laws.
Yes.
And so things that have been observed over eons of time, and it can expand a person's imagination and perhaps solve some of life's mysteries for them. So I want them to have a wonderful life and achieve their goals. That's my affirmation for all of them. And then the book also has several pages of quote reflecting how they achieved their spirituality or success, or you know, things to think about to uplift your own consciousness.
Yes.
So it was fun writing. But, you know, she's gone now, off doing other things, I'm sure.
Well, my dear, we have a caller who has very limited time, who's just called in.
Oh.
He's calling in from work. Jill, if you don't mind, I'm going to take Michael ahead of you. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Thank you. I'm going to bring Michael on the line. Michael is an astrologer, by the way. I've known him for 33 years. And here we go. Michael, how are you?
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Before you open the mic, I'd just like to lay down a few ground rules so that we can serve as many people as possible.
Yes.
And so if whoever is, you know, on the phone, if they just state what their problem is or what they want to have solved,
yes,
like fear of water or relationships or something like that, then I can go into the Akashic Records and pull out the information that will help relieve the problem, hopefully. That's my desire anyhow. And David will give us about 5 minutes to do that.
Wonderful, and thank you for reminding me about that. I had forgotten.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay, so everybody knows the ground rules. I'm going to be the timer. I'm going to be ruthless. All right.
Okay.
Michael, welcome, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you, Mary Lou.
Well, you're so welcome, Michael. Thank you for calling in. Let me help you.
Well, here is my question. Do you think I have a lot of anxiety when I'm in large crowds or in big where I have to present a speech or in social situations with a lot of people. Do you think these sort of anxieties can be tied to past life experiences?
Absolutely. Would you like me to check it out for you?
Sure.
Hello?
Thank you.
Yes, you
yes,
said
thank
yes.
Thank you. I would.
Oh. Okay. What part of the country are you in, David? There has to be a connection verbally. And so this is why I want to hear your voice just a little bit more.
Michael, she's talking to you, I believe.
Yes, yes. We are in the Northeast in around the Syracuse, New York area.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Here comes my little guide that he's taking me to the Akashic Records. Everybody does have a book of life, believe it or not. I didn't believe it when I first heard that until they showed me. Sure enough, there's a library somewhere out there in the ethers, and it has everybody's every experience and thought. And so that's where they're taking me to find out, David, why you have... do you have a touch of claustrophobia also?
This is Michael, by the way, that you're speaking with.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael.
Yes. Yes,
hello?
Yes, I do. Yes, hello. Yes, I do have.
Yes.
I don't like to be in confined spaces.
Right, okay. So that's the first thing that I... gleaned from, you have a glory, you have a golden book of life.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me?
I said, oh,
you're
yes.
You're a very old, okay. You're a very old soul, Michael, and you have been in many earth-changing epics over your lifetime experience, and you're here in this lifetime. I don't know if you're aware of this, and this is unusual that I'm even getting this information to give to you, but you're here in this lifetime to help people become aware of natural law and that the things that they think and do are the things that are going to happen in their life, and that you can experience this or have experienced it. But about solving the problem so you can cope with it, you were in, it's like a French Revolution. You're wearing hello?
Yes, I'm
you're
here.
Hello? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Hello,
you're
I'm
wearing
here.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes,
there's,
Mary Lou.
There's
hello.
A very slow connection. Okay. You're in a very fancy uniform with a red coat and black like jodhpurs. I don't know what you really call them, but anyhow, you're a commander, and actually, you are boarding with a unit of your army. You are boarding a ship, and you are going to go, like, to a neighboring country. They're not giving me the name because they say it's not really important, to confiscate their minerals. And in other words, it really is not a very... ethical or moral mission that you're on, but you feel that, it's part of your role as commander. And so you get to this little country that is, well, I don't know, backward. I don't know, very primitive, let me put it that way. And you're able to convince the leaders that they should turn over the mineral rights. And, oh, they have a lot of gold. That's what it is, a lot of gold. And so you get your men to start loading onto the ship, and some of the natives get really upset when they see, because they have made beautiful things out of this gold. It isn't just big chunks of gold. They have made beautiful statues, and they get really upset when they see you and your men, you know, taking these away and loading them onto your ship. And there is an actual, you know, breakup or revolution or fight or war. I don't know what you want to call it, but it was literally a massacre. They had some really unique tools that they had. Oh, they were such a clever, clever community of people. Anyhow, you and most of your men were slaughtered at that time. And the din, of course, you can just imagine. Can you hear it as you, you know, imagine what it must have been like? Hello?
Yeah, it must have been. Yes, it must have been horrific. Hello?
Yeah, well, can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Well, sort of. It must have been horrific.
Yeah. And that's why, Michael, that's why you don't like crowded rooms and noisy situations. Do you follow that?
Yes,
because,
I do.
Because when you passed, I mean, you were killed just brutally. And so when you passed out of your body, you thought, oh, I'm staying away from people. I'm not getting involved with them anymore. And so now here you find yourself, you know, in situations where you have to deal with people, whether socially or for business or whatever. And but this old fear, you know, rises up in you. So, Michael, just realize that that was way back then, centuries ago. And it's not apt to happen unless you're going to hop on a boat and go to a country to steal their gold. It's not going to happen to you again.
I should jump in because we've gone.
No, wait a minute. I want to hear from him.
Okay, please. I just wanted to let you know we've gone way past 5 minutes, but yes.
Well, now you tell
go
me.
Go ahead.
Okay.
We'll go with the flow.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And it's not in my nature anymore, and it explains a lot. So it would not be in my nature
to. Okay, wonderful.
Yes. Thank you.
Michael.
All right.
Michael, thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you, David, for hosting the show, and thank you, Mary Lou.
Yes, and stay on the line if you want, Michael, because we have two other callers, and we have myself, and we have Mary Lou. So we're next going to move on, and Robin, I see you're there. I'll bring you on the line when it's your turn. Jill is ahead of you. So, Jill, you're next.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Jill.
I'm feeling blocked about embracing myself, receiving, and really living my life. There is something holding me back.
In what area? Hello?
I'm here. Just movement.
Well, I don't quite understand that. In other words, you're not financially successful or relationship
okay,
or
job-wise
or what?
How about receiving, accepting, you know, receiving or being financially successful? That's a good one.
All righty. Let's see why. Didn't I give you a reading like this once before or very similar? It seems to me. Okay, well, let's start timing because they're pulling your book out.
Okay, we're
timing. And, I see you. You're in a Hindu temple. And you're a spiritual dancer. There's a section in this temple that's devoted strictly to healing through music, and that might go to the issue of how you were able to heal your cancer too. But for this situation, were like. Not really adopted, but because you had taken an oath of celibacy and in order to be a temple dancer and a spiritual healer that was renowned throughout the land. But there was a very wealthy person that kind of adopted you, put you in a lovely home. Well, it was like a mansion, and provided servants for you, and so you stayed there when you were not, serving in the temple. All he wanted was some private healing sessions with you, but you would not give them to him because. You told him, well, it just wasn't right, and you couldn't do it. And so you didn't. And so he took everything away from you, and you ended up having to live in the temple round the clock and, with no place else to go. And the shock of that, the fact that he would do that to you, completely deflated you and your spiritual healing powers and your rhythm and everything just kind of just dissipated from you, and you just curled up like a little old lady and passed out of the body, hating everything having to do with wealth and health. And so that should explain. What you just have to learn to appreciate what you get, to reach out, affirm opulence flow into your life and be open and available to receive it, and then always be grateful and show gratitude. Is that 5 minutes yet?
It is 4 minutes.
Oh, well, how about that? Do you have any questions, Jill?
I can see, I feel it totally relates to what is
good, going
on with me right now.
Well, super.
Yes.
Just in the nick of time for you, huh?
What does opulence mean?
Wealth, prosperity.
Okay.
The dictionary.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jill, feel free to stay in the studio.
I will.
And I'm going to move on to a wonderful woman by the name of Robin, who may also have her adoptive son on the line, and also to let area code 315, first three digits 569, know I see you're there. I will not bring your mic live until it's your turn. So now I'm going to bring Robin into the studio.
Hello.
Yeah, she's not here yet. The Wait a minute. Let me try it again. There
hello?
We go. Robin, hello.
Hi, Ann. I've always had a fear of being in a car, being trapped, and that anxiety is always with me.
Excuse me, Robin, do you have a radio or television on where you are?
Oh, no, I got another.
The
other phone number that's calling in is another friend of mine that needs help.
Well,
now, can you hear me better?
One at a time.
I know. He's the other caller on the other phone.
Yeah.
That's what's
well,
up. Can you hear me now? Hon, can you hear
yes,
me now?
But I still hear the distraction. But
some interference.
If you don't have a what?
No,
yeah,
I don't have a radio
on.
Here, I'll get the other gentleman to put it off and speak, because he's got it on speakerphone. Hey, hon, can you put that off in speakerphone?
Well,
that might be the interference. He's the other caller on the other line.
Yeah.
Like I said,
okay,
I've always had a
go,
fear.
Let's go back and start over if we could, please.
Okay, I've always had
go
a
ahead.
Fear. Even at, I've always had a fear as a child, even, of being in a car and being trapped. And it's always been a
uh-huh.
high anxiety for me. And I was wondering
and
if
so
you could tell
you
me
stay
anything.
Stay out of cars. How bad is it? Do you stay out of
it's
cars?
It's not that bad that I stay out of cars. It's not that bad that I stay out of cars, but it always is in my mind when I'm in one. That I always
uh-huh.
sit way back, away from the dashboard, and I always have anybody that's in the front seat,
okay,
I always make them pull back.
Okay. Would you like me to solve that problem for you so you
yeah,
could don't
you
have
please?
That anxiety every time you're
I
in a car?
I would really appreciate that.
Okay, Robin. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, I see. They're going to show me a couple. One, you're a Roman charioteer, I think it's called. You know, where they have a wagon or a carriage that has
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it's pulled by a... Yeah, okay. Well, you were one of those. And,
wow.
And you were in all the races, and you were very successful and very... very famous. You were a man, and but there was a horrific accident. The carriage flipped over, and you got caught under it and inside of it, and somehow the wheels ended up going over you and cutting you, and it didn't kill you, Robin, but it did injure you to the point where you were never able to do that again. And you vowed, you know, during your recovery that you would never put yourself in positions of danger ever again. So that's what your subconscious or cellular memory is functioning on. So release that. And then they're showing me another experience where you're, it's in Italy. This might be your past life, as a matter of fact. Yeah, you were a child in Italy. Oh, and it was during the war, but there was some kind of upset or a big disturbance going on, and your family was quite wealthy, and piled as much as you could in the car, the family car, and you wanted to get out of that area, but I don't know, these marauders found out that your family was trying to escape, and they knew you were quite wealthy and would have wealth in the car, and they blew the car up with you in it and everybody in it, the whole family.
Wow.
Wow.
And that, yeah, wow is right. So that would have a very, you know, I can see your little face pressed against the window and there's flame behind you and then it just blows up. So
wow.
Release that image that I just gave you. Release it because it's not going to happen again. You're not going to be running from marauders with a car full of wealth, you know, in your family.
Could that be my one
so
problem where
that
I'm always struggling for money? Because I had wealth
well,
back
that
then.
Could
that
very well be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Robin, you pinpointed it. Very good.
Right.
See, I'm able to open the door for you for these past lives, but as you meditate you know, find out more about those lifetimes, either that or just erase it like you would a chalkboard, you know, just completely erase it. But that is it. The wealth is what brought all that on, and so that's why even as a child, you said, I'm never going to be wealthy again, period.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
So good for you,
you've
Robin,
helped me
for
so
catching
much.
That.
Well,
thank
you so
wonderful.
Much.
Please keep in touch.
Robin
I
is,
sure will.
Robin is a dear. She has such a wealth of spirit. And she deserves to be prosperous. She's had a very difficult life. And so, Robin, the next time Mary Lou is on, I'd invite you to call back to explore this poverty consciousness and turn that around.
That
so,
sounds good
anyhow,
to me. Now, the other line that's waiting is a real good friend of mine, and he could really use some good help. He's had a traumatic life.
But, Robin, did
yes?
you understand that? What
yes,
just-
I did.
Or what I just explained to you is what can relieve or lift the barrier against poverty.
That's,
you understand that?
That's great.
Yeah, so you don't have to wait. You can start working on that right now.
Good.
I sure will. David will help me. David will
yep.
help me.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure he will, yes.
Well,
okay.
I'd say we've killed two figurative birds with one stone, thanks to Mary Lou.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
very
thank
cool.
you so much.
I was surprised that they showed me two lifetimes, and now I realize why.
Well, I think
okay.
I think Robin had both those things on her mind, so it came through.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
we're going to move
you.
On. Robin, thank you for calling. Is Bill with you? Because
not
he would
Bill
be next.
Yet. Bill, no, Bill ain't next, but we might get another nice friend here. He's the one that's waiting on the line. He really could use some good help.
Okay, then he's next, and then 569 will be next. And we are going to have to keep right to 5 minutes now, folks.
Oh, no, he's 569. The
well,
number 569 is my
oh,
friend,
I'll,
okay? So
good.
Hold on.
I'll bring him on the line.
I'm
going
to listen for a little bit. I'm going to go talk to Bill.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to go to 569. Okay.
Hello.
Here we go.
My name is Sean.
Hello. You're on the air with Mary Lou McIntyre and David Clark. Who do we have today?
Hello. My name is Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hello. Oh, okay.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Tell me what your problem is.
Well, I'm a 16-year combat veteran, and I've found that over the last couple years, I've been developing strong fears of even going out in public, a lot of fears and self-doubt of myself. I've been told that it's not just the things that happened during these tours of duty that I've had, but they said that I have a very strong spirit that might be clinging on to possible other wars or other events that have happened. As long as,
who
as
is
well
they
as,
that you're talking about?
Say again.
Who is they that you're talking about? Hello.
I couldn't understand. Yep, I'm still here.
Who is they that you keep talking about?
Who is what?
Who is they.
They.
Who is
oh,
they?
Oh,
they.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They
I've
tell
had,
you.
Oh.
They told you.
I was told this both by my priest and somebody else that does similar to what you do. They said that it's
okay. Well, let me
possibly
tell you. What was your name again?
Sean.
What is Sean? That's right.
Yes.
Thank you, Sean. First of all, that probably is correct, and it just tears my heart and my nervous system and everything else thinking about what you fellows not only went through, but what you have to continue to carry with you. What I would suggest is that you get deeply involved in spiritual development. Learn how to meditate. Learn how to get out of your body and soar into different dimensions and ride clouds. Believe me, it can be done. And, you know, focus on the
beauty
of life.
I worked with a man. Yeah, I worked with a man that actually is a monk, and he had taught me how to meditate, and he had taught me some self-hypnosis, and there are things that I had utilized, and I do find that meditation, when I focus on like a positive phrase to get myself to a better place, it does help, but I've just been meeting a lot of roadblocks personally, you know, and emotionally.
Like what?
Just really having
like
trouble
what?
Connecting with people. I've had a lot of trouble connecting with people, and even people like loved ones, my family, my wife. It's something where, you know, I guess the running joke is, yeah, you're home, but I don't always feel like I'm home. I feel like I'm still waiting to come home, if that makes sense.
Well, are you getting any governmental help at all?
Yeah, but it's been spotty. I've had like cancellation and programs that I was supposed to go into, and I've also met some counselors along the way that more want to hear war stories. And
yeah,
know,
well,
been,
Sean,
that's
well,
maybe not
to tell them
very
to
much.
Take a leap. Sean, this is something, and I don't know. I just can't stress it strongly enough. Everything that we think and do and say is what creates what's in our life. You have had some horrendous experiences in your life, not your fault at all, but, you know, you were there, so you experienced them. The thing that you need to do is draw light into yourself continually. Every time you think about it, draw light to cleanse and purify and uplift. I don't know what the monk told you to do, but that's what you want, light, you want peace. You want love. You want to love your wife. You want to be lovable for her. Think of love. And it's what you focus your mind on that is, you know, that's what draws, that's what attracts things to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
want to
be peace, and I want to live peacefully. And,
exactly.
You know, I'm just wondering if it's possible. Yeah, and, you know, it's like ideal, like I'm trying to work through the actual experiences that I've had in my life. I've also had, as a child, I had my biological father was extremely abusive and assaultive to my biological mother.
What do you
mother.
Mean? Okay. But what do you mean you're trying to work through it?
Well,
what do you mean you're trying to work through it?
Trying to come to grips with the things that I've actually seen and experienced, and
I'm telling
like
you,
the thoughts of self-doubt.
It. Wait a minute! No! Don't get involved in those horrific things. Purify yourself. Get yourself in a loving, peaceful, tranquil, you know, frame of mind. forgive your father. He's, you know, he has his own karma to contend with. Don't dwell on that. Dwell on peace and tranquility and being lovable. Be lovable. Ask your wife
I'm wondering
to show
you
how to be lovable.
Yeah, if it's possible that in past lives I've been a soldier before, and maybe that,
you know
it's like me
not,
trying to leave.
I'm not. Yes, I understand, but see, you're still dwelling on it when I'm telling you not to dwell on it. And it doesn't matter what you were in a past life, because you're struggling with things that have happened in this life, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they're not showing me anything from a past life, because you have to cope with this life. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And I want you to check with my website and, you know, keep in touch with me. And you can get my email and I'll help you as much as I can, but, you know,
that'd
I'm sure
great.
You're a long ways away. But anyhow,
do you have her website, Sean? Do you have her website?
I can give that to you at a later time. Okay.
What I would suggest, Sean, is Mary Lou is going to be a regular on the show. And when you are in a place of peace and tranquility, and you have something to bring to the table where she might be able to open the Akashic records and show you a past life, perhaps it will work then. But I hear what she's saying, and I encourage you to follow her advice. She's very wise.
It sounds like my stuff now is so overpowering that I just need to stay right on that and be
and just
be peaceful.
You need to do that, and I am getting that. As you work with yourself, then, and as we keep in touch, you know, through David's program here, they will be able to bring through lifetimes that will help to empower you. But realize that you're a child of God. You're perfect. This life is loving and beautiful, and you're loving and perfect. And just live like that. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself.
Yes,
Talk
and we
to
need
you,
to. Do need to move on. We have another caller, and
thank you,
Sean, for calling in. And Mary Lou, thank you for helping him.
Yes, thank you so much.
He's welcome, and so are you.
Okay, Sean, you take good care. All right. And yes, you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Okay, area code 951. We have you on the line. Who are we speaking with, please?
Nathaniel,
have you called in before?
I think I have. I think I might have called in last week. I'm not sure. I think I did.
I think so. Yep, I recognize the name. Well, say hello to Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Nathaniel. What can I do for you?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me something about past life or, something about anything you can,
I guess. Well, the guideline, Nathaniel, the guideline is you tell me what you want solved, what problem you have that you would like to have solved, and I will do it. But I can't just have a discussion about past lives.
Okay, well, I'm looking for a job right now, and I got laid off a couple weeks ago, and I'm looking for new work. I was able to get on some food stamps, and hopefully I'll get on the EDD on insurance.
Okay, but we've got to hold you to 5 minutes because we do have one more caller that's made it into the studio in time.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not through with him.
No, I understand that, Mary Lou. I'm just saying that we're starting the time now.
Okay. So, Nathaniel, I'm going to go back, find out. You've had, over the years, you've had problems maintaining a job and an income and any kind of profession, correct?
Yeah, I actually was lucky. I bought a house in 94, and I paid it off by 2000.
No, I don't want your history. Wait a minute. I just want you to answer the question that I asked. So, because, you know, otherwise what I have to say to you won't be as evidential. But what I am getting is that you were a Roman soldier. This is the major source of the problem that you have to release from your cellular memory. And you were a Roman soldier. You were in the, the Crusades. You were a Roman soldier in the Crusades. And you were one that went in to the villages, and you completely sacked the villages and killed or maimed they were considered, you know, the infidel, if they weren't, you know, of the same religion and all that stuff, that terrible religious thing. And anyhow, so you became extremely wealthy and powerful with all the things that you stole. And now you are in this lifetime, you are experiencing the payback of karma. And that is the people that you robbed and maimed and hurt during that lifetime are coming back into your life now and making it difficult for you to find a level of income that's satisfactory for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, it's just been the last couple of years. Go ahead.
Okay, well, as long as you understand that this is a karmic thing, so what you have to do is get firmly seated in your spiritual nature and realize forgive yourself for the harm that you brought to, to other people, just affirm right thought and right action in the future, and affirm, a good job will come to you, and you will, be helpful and of service to everybody, that you meet. Can you do that?
Did you see what field it might be in?
What?
Do you see what field it might
what
be
field?
In? Of music?
No. I'm talking about a past life and your karmic pattern, not something in the future. You visualize that.
Right.
You decide what it is you want to do and make it happen. See? Be positive about things. Because as you visualize things, you put them out there in the etheric draw them to you. Get into some spiritual understanding. If you have a spiritualist church or a Unitarian even or something, that will help you. Okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Nathaniel, we do need to move on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Nathaniel?
All right.
Okay.
Oh,
he's
gone.
Yeah, we're going to move on to area code 360, and people, you need to speak up promptly because I don't know what the problem is, but we're getting delays. Okay, yeah. Area code 360, who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, I'm calling from Washington State.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Say hello to Mary Lou.
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
Hi, Lori. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm having a lot of fear. I'm having a lot of fear around trying to find a place to live, trying to find a place to move to.
What do you mean a lot of fear?
I'm really worried about finding a place because there's not much available, and I have two cats now, and most places won't take pets. And
well, my dear, welcome to life.
Uh-huh.
These are things that we face every day. You know, what we have to do. This has nothing to do with, some anxiety or depression or phobia that you might have. You have to just learn to be very positive and know that you will find the right place and look in the areas that you want to look in or that you want to live in. I can't understand why you would have fear about that.
Yeah.
Well, can you say what you have fear of?
A fear of being homeless. A fear of moving, having to take a really crappy place and. But mainly a fear of being homeless.
Well, listen, dear.
Uh-huh.
Get those thoughts out of your mind, because what you put out from yourself is what you get back.
Right.
You're putting out thoughts of, such a negative thing that you're going to create homelessness for yourself if you don't stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Be positive and say, I want to live in this area, and just go to that area or get a realtor to take you. Figure out what you can afford and go for it. Just do it. You have the right to have a nice place to live.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Like the neighbor here, she just hates me. I didn't even do anything. I was complaining about this place, and then she hates my guts, and it's just really strange about how much she...
Send love to her. Why are you letting her affect you in any way at all?
Yeah.
Send love to her.
Okay.
And just get on with your own life, sweetie. Don't let... don't let negation. So many people live in negation, and then they end up getting sick, and then they die.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
right.
A lot in
suffering. Yeah, you're right.
So don't do that.
And Lori,
okay.
we need to move on.
Thank
Mary Lou's
you.
Time is at a
yes.
premium today.
Thank you.
We normally do a longer show, but today we need to end promptly at 4:30.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Please call in again when she's on. And then perhaps we can delve into past life. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Mary Lou, is there anything that you would like to say in closing?
Golly, what time is it back there?
It is 4:28 Eastern Time. Now, if you can go longer, we don't have any other callers. There's just me. We had one, but they dropped off the line. I don't know what happened. It is 1:28 your time. How much longer do you have?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's 1:30. Well, I just wasn't sure. I heard you say 4:30, and I thought, whoa, wait a minute.
I know. We're dealing with the time.
Let me just take a minute, if I could.
Yes.
David, to kind of... summarize these things. I don't know, maybe I sound kind of mean and indifferent the way I'm speaking to people. However, their problems of being negative and being fearful are a sign that they are not taking control of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And fear is debilitating.
Yes.
The palpitations, the sweating, the shaking, the panic that arises can cause dread and worry.
Yes.
And that others will see your anxiety and judge you as being weak, stupid, or even crazy.
Yeah.
Fear creates significant obstacles in your daily routine, occupational functioning, or social life. So you don't have to relate to anything from a past life when you're thinking in this lifetime.
Yes.
And you can understand, the gal I just talked to, she can't understand why she has the fear because she's bringing it on herself.
Correct.
Now, it isn't anything from, you know, being buried in the pyramids or anything, you know, gross like that.
Right, right.
So,
right.
I'm known as a past life connector, but I'm really a fear buster, and I'm channeled to help you and hope you find inner peace and a connector that brings forward the missing pieces of the puzzle. And my other two books, The Fast Road to Happiness, relates to the conscious past life regressions that I gave to individuals or groups of individuals, and how it helped them physically or emotionally heal a situation in their life. Now, I can't do regressions now because I have to do it in person,
mm-hmm.
but I can do the reading. Uh-huh. But that book, the Fast Road to Happiness, has the steps and keys in it to help a person tune themselves to past lives and
mm-hmm.
how to get through the time-space continuum and back to other times and other places.
Sure.
And so, and that's... And the first book, the other one, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, is to help people realize that the soul or the personality does survive the physical death experience, and these beings can come back to communicate their existence in other dimensions. And what I experienced and witnessed and the testing, of phenomena and that type of thing to prove and certainly to satisfy me that survival is genuine and certainly possible so that people, first of all, get over the fear of death and be able to cope better with the loss. Mm-hmm. Knowing that their loved one has gone on to, other aspects of spiritual development for themselves and just release them in love and, let them go and get on with your life.
Okay. Well, with that said, I think it's time to close for the day. What do you think?
I think it's – what about you, David? Would you like
to – do you have time for me?
Well, yeah. Are you going to time me 5 minutes?
I will time you for 3 minutes, whatever you want. All right.
Sure, let's do it.
Here we go. Let's see if I can be short and sweet. I'm getting married, and that's not a problem. That's a great joy. My recent challenge is that I became involved with somebody who is very toxic, and I learned a lesson that I can attach myself to negativity, and it can make me feel powerless, and I know that I am powerful. So I don't know if there's anything there or if you need me to elaborate more.
Well, what actually... Is it that you want to know why you allow people to affect you,
yes.
or is that it?
Yes, that's it, because it's manifested at many points along the way where I have felt powerless, and of course I'm powerless to control others.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. You have a couple of books up there on the shelf.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yes, really. You've had many, many lifetimes.
Oh, yeah.
And, It's kind of like your power. Maybe they can just show me a lifetime rather than. It is during the pyramids.
Okay.
The building of the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a major architect.
Oh.
Of one of the pyramids, and very well respected, very likable. You had a lovely family and wealth and a wonderful, wonderful life.
Oh.
I don't know what they call them, but the person in charge of the actual construction. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if you can remember what they're called either. But anyhow, he was a very dominant and dominating person, and he had all these slaves under his or in his control.
Mm-hmm.
And he treated them very badly. And he treated you, the architect, like dirt.
Wow.
My voice is even cracking. It was so bad.
Wow.
Because that was his nature. Anybody that accomplished anything, he had to, diminish. He had to cut down.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you were, the bright and shining star of the day, the era. So, and by golly, eventually he did just completely break you down.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologically and emotionally, you ended up literally going to pieces.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ah.
You lost your family and everything, and you just ended up in a, because of your popularity, prior to this breakdown, you were cared for. There were people that cared for you.
Mm-hmm.
But your lust for life, your zest for life was just broken. And you were convinced you couldn't do anything right, and you hurt people, and, that you were really a rotten person. And that's, my friend, what was on your consciousness.
Wow.
When you went into spirit.
Okay. Well, thank you. My 5 minutes are up.
You work on it from that. And it's silly. Another person cannot break you down, or you cannot let another person break you down. You did. But get over it.
All right.
Say, focus on your known strengths.
Yes.
Focus on your aims, your goals, your service.
That sounds...
You got it, man.
Okay, my dear. Thank you so much. Mary Lou, while I have you on the line, can we schedule our next date, or would you prefer to do that later?
Well, let's talk about it.
How about November the 6th, which is a Thursday?
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. We're doing special edition shows. We're talking about October. All right. Well,
thank
you for catching me on that. Boy, I'm a sly character, aren't I?
have to watch you.
Let's try October 6th. How does that sound?
A Monday?
That's
okay.
A Monday, and we can do it at whatever time suits your purpose.
Well, now, do you seem to think that later is better?
I think evening is good, which would be perhaps 7 or 7.30 p.m. Eastern time, 4 or 4.30 p.m. your time.
Okay, well then let's do that, David.
Very good. Let's set it up for 7.30 p.m. on Monday, October 6th, and so people that are listening now or listening to the podcast can tune in at that time. And I will set up the studio for that date well in advance, and then we will have another show with Mary Lou McIntyre, who is a past life regressionist superior.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. So for now, we are going to come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week. And remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
God bless you, David.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
Okay, take care.